Okay, in Perek Dalid, we're at Mishnah Chaf Aleph. Rabbi Eliezer HaKapar Oimer. So Rabbi Kapar says two sayings. One is concise and one is very drawn out. His concise statement is, Rabbi Eliezer HaKapar Oimer, HaKina VaHataiva VaHakavid Maitzin Es Adam in Olam. Very famous maimer.
What does
Hakapar mean? There's
some sort of
a malach,
some sort of an artisan of some sort.
Okay. That needs
some sort of a job.
Okay.
I'll figure it out.
So he says, "Hakina, hatayva, v'hakavid, mitzianes adam." That these three things are the root of all evil: jealousy, desire, and honor. Mitzianes adam in ha'olam. And he explains on bottom, "Hakina bein adam l'chaveri." The problem in Bein Adam L'Chaveri issues are based on jealousy. Taiva is Bein Adam L'Makim. Taiva is desire. It's a Bein Adam L'Makim problem. Kavod al gabeihem. And kavod is above them. Here in my Rachaim, because of Misil Sisharim, that Kol Eishol Dover, HaKavod HaDeichik Eslev HaAdam, Yaisim HaKol HaTshuka Yisvechem Deshabailam. That the desire for kavod, for honor, is the thing which destroys a person the most. Now, one of the famous pointed differences that the Mechaber Eliyahu writes is that taiva has its boundaries, has its limits. A person can have a taiva to eat or to have other pursuits, but after a while, there's only so much that you can eat. Because taiva is real. It's something concrete, something explainable, and you can become full. Mashaykin kavod, the desire to have honor, is something which is not real. You're not satiated. You can never be satiated from something that's empty. And therefore, kavod has no limit. We know that of the avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Avram was the midah of chesed, of kindness. And when it went to his two children, Yitzchak took chesed ekdusha, took the midah of chesed that's kadosh, for Klal Yisrael, and Yishmael took the chesed de tumah. Chesed of tumah, chesed is an outward midah. Somebody is kind to others. When someone uses chesed for himself, he wants to be kind to himself, that we call taiva. So the warped midah of chesed is when the midah of chesed, which is supposed to be an outward midah, is used inwardly. The pasuk uses in one place chesed, who is an expression of somebody who pursues znus, taivis, arayas. Chesed who? How is it chesed? It's not kindness, but it's a person who uses the midah of the kindness, which is an outward midah in its holy form, uses it inwardly. So that was the midah that went to Yishmael, the midah of taiva. Yitzchak was the midah of gvura. Gvura is discipline. Gvura is a midah that's meant to be used inward. Discipline is something a person uses on himself. A person uses when Yitzchak passed on the midah, Yaakov took the midah of chesed dikdusha, and Esav or Edom took the midah of chesed de tuma, of gevura de tuma. Gevura de tuma is instead of disciplining yourself, you try to control others. The desire to control others is the midah of Esav. Now that takes the form of kavod. Whereas Yishmael takes the form of taiva, Edom is the form of kavod. And the Chorban Bayis Sheni, which was for Sinas Chinam, for kavod-related midas, has no boundary. Chorban Bayis Rishon, which was for taiva, which was for znus, Le'avdo Avedazara Lahatelevis has znus. So taiva has a measure. And therefore the Chorban Bayis Rishon, the Golas Bayis Rishon, had a measure, was limited. But the pursuit of kavod has no boundary, and so too Edom's desire for kavod or control is a midah which has no boundary, and the galus, this galus is forever. You know, long be the galus, they say. So that is the idea of kavod al gabeihem, that there's kina and taiva, and kina and taiva are problematic, but when they're related to kavod, then it's a problem. Now, if you think about it, this is the reverse of what we learned, that shem tov oil al gabeim. We said shloshik sarim heim. And in the holiness, there are different, the kesetaira, and kesemalchus, and kesekuna. Then we said shem tov oil al gabeim, that a good name, true honor, which is a good name, not someone who pursues it, that makes everything else better. And the pursuit of kavod, the pursuit of gaiva, makes everything else worse. So that's this idea. And he says, umevala yidezei yama beredifas hamoisrais. Umetzianaisim in ha'aylam. Through these things, a person pursues moisrais, excessive, in case of taiva, excessive pleasure in this world. In the case of gaiva, excessive image building or imaginary benefits in this world, and it's tough. I remember someone I know made a very expensive wedding, and I remember him telling me there was a little of a difference of opinion between him and Mechutanim, and they agreed to come to me. I mean, they got along, but they had a difference of opinion. And then when I heard the numbers they were talking about spending on a wedding, I asked him, I said, why do you spend this kind of money? So he said to me, what could I do? I don't want people walking around saying he can't afford to do it. And that's what he told me. It was a covered thing. He said, I want people walking around saying that I can't afford it. The sad thing was that at the wedding, the people close to him were saying that Nebuch, he can't afford it, and he feels he has to do it. You know, it was like, you know, it was, that's covered. Covered is that way. When you pursue the covered, what you try to do to get the covet typically is not. I think Avishik told me he once had the good fortune of having to be in Mr. Trump's office in, is it Trump? No, what's the fellow who has the TV show? That's not Trump. That's Donald Trump, right? So he said Donald Trump's office, when you walk in the hall, they have these life-size, cardboard Donald Trumps throughout the place, like the poor guy, you know, it's like Mickey Mouse, just, now he thinks that this improves his image, that when you walk in the hall, you have built up life-size Donald Trumps, you know, so, you know, is Donald Trump, is Donald Duck, it's like, it's a very strange, strange creature. So, that's this thing, that taiva, at least, there's such a thing as taiva, we may not understand it, but we like cramming food down our mouths. But the gaiva part of it is not, a person's not satisfied. It doesn't satisfy a person. So akinah v'ataiva v'akavod, says Adam and Eilam, very easy. All we gotta do is not have kinah, not have taiva, not have kavod, and everything will be good. Okay, chav beis, hu ayaymer. Now, as I said, the previous Mishnah is concise, and this Mishnah is verbose. It expresses itself with many words. I believe all it says in this next, in my print, it's about 8 or 9 lines, is that the person should remember that he's going to give din v'cheshbon. But he expresses it as follows. Huaya Eimer, hayiloidim lamus, people are born to die. Interesting way of, putting it. But when a person's born, you have no idea what's going to be with him. The only one thing you can say for certain is that ultimately he's going to die. And those who die are going to get up by Tchias HaMeisim. And that life, the life of Tchias HaMeisim, is based on judgment. So the idea of these three is that a person is born ultimately to give judgment. Leida, Leidia, Ulahivada, Shehukel, to let it be known, and to make it known to people that He is God, who are Yaitzer, who are Bayre, who are Maven. God understands what takes place in this world, and who are Dayin, who aid, who Baldin, who Asid Ladayin Baruchu. And ultimately, God will stand in judgment. She'ein lefan of Lai Avla, V'lai Shikha, V'lai Masai Panim, V'lai Mekach Shaychad. And you can't use tricks to that ultimate din. Vada, Sha'kay lefi ha'cheshman. And everything is with a cheshbon. Everything is based on an accurate cheshbon. Don't let your yetzer hara convince you that the grave is you'll be okay after the grave. That don't be convinced of it. An interesting set of statements. A person is born, he doesn't, not given a choice. A person is conceived. Atanoitzer, he's born. A person lives, and a person dies. And we give din v'cheshva. So this is a very philosophical, expression of the futility of most of our efforts in this world, except those which bring us to a better din v'cheshva. I think there's a famous saying from the Gra, I believe. The Gra said that on the Yom HaDin, a person could tie it to God. What do you want from me? I didn't ask to be put into this world. I didn't make it, but what do you want? You know, Akorchach, I was Noitzer, Akorchach, I was, Noilid, Akorchach, I was Chai. So the Gra says, yeah, but Akorchach Atameis. When it comes to dying, a person doesn't want to die either. A person tries to preserve himself. So it's sort of a Haskama that, like Maisim Echich and Zuazu in that area. I don't know what to say. I think it's a veritol. I don't think it's a psak halacha, but, okay, let's see, Chaim Volozhin's, explanation. Hayuloidim lomus. Kikachayodim wa'achar atchia. Really, the main life is the eternal life. You have to tchia semesin. Hamesim and noilad shiyomus vachi hachichia. A person is born to ultimately come to Tchias HaMesim. Zer Shu Amar, HaMesim LaHachiyais V'Chayim LiDoin, Ki Achor HaTchia Yeh Yoyim HaDin HaGadol. After Tchias HaMesim comes the great day of judgment, Kamay Shekosim, For Rabim Yishenei Ofar Yokumu. It says, Eile, these people for positive things, and these people for Lidira Yinayim. Va'omar hachayim lo doin, leida lo idea, ki omnom onshi ha'aveira eini al derech nekama. So here's an interesting idea, that the onshim for aveiris are not retribution. Raku al derech toshiv enesh adaka v'toymu shuvu b'nei adam. In the derech of toshiv enesh adaka, Kadosh Baruch Hu puts a person in difficult situations, saying shuvu b'nei adam. Rasulayim kadeshi yashuvu. Avaloy al derech nekama. And that's why a person's actions create mazikin u'mechablim, to create a din, k'deshi avinu b'nei adam, shumi Hashem yizbarach v'yoru m'lefonos, to create a sense of yiras Hashem, k'may shekosev b'chavis lavavis, shehaya b'ish milira mehabruim, b'hiyais yiras Hashem olav, u'batuach b'cheset keel kol ayayim. The Chavis Lavavis says he's ashamed to have fear of anything else, but God. And he's going to explain that in a minute, but I just want to make a comment here. There's an idea, I don't know its source in the Gemara, or in Rishayim, but in Achrayim I've seen in numerous places the idea that Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't punish just for the sake of punishment. There's no punishment just for the sake of punishment. Every punishment is for some positive purpose. Either to cleanse a person, or to teach a person, that no punishment is just as for the sake of punishment. Now it's a difficult, saw it as a difficult thing. I remember the first place I saw it was a source that, I suspected for whatever reason. It was one of these, G'dayla Yailam, but like a feel-good type of sefer. Hashem never punishes just to punish. So I don't know, Psukim and Tanakh don't sound that way. Sounds like you do bad, you get a punishment. It's part of the deal. But then I saw that Rav Moshe, in the Darash Moshe, writes, a fascinating thing. He says, it must be this way. Why? Because there's a rule, Ein Einshim in Adin. From a Kavachimer, we don't give punishments. So we say, for example, that someone who does a certain, an Aveira, he eats Nevela, he gets Malkus. So if we were to say, well, Nevela, something, choose a different Aveira, is a worse Aveira, he certainly should get Malkus. So we don't say that. Why not? A Kavachaymer should be a good reason to give a punishment. So there are two explanations, but the explanation Ramesha brings is that for Malkus, when we give Malkus, it's because Malkus erases the Aveira. Malkus is equal to the sin, person sinned, he gets malchus, it erases the aveira. If somebody has a worse aveira, kavachaymi should get malchus. If malchus was the punishment, yeah. And then you're right. I had a friend who once got a ticket for backing out of a block past the red light. So he was a lamdin, he says, going to court, he said, it doesn't say anywhere you can't back out against the red light, it just says you can't drive against the red light. That was his argument in court, it didn't work, no. So if you now go straight past the red light, kavachem, you know, back out of a block through the red light, you know, that's, it goes without saying. So that's the way it works when you get punished, yeah. Mashain came if the punishment is to balance out the Aveira, so then it might balance out a Kal Aveira, it doesn't balance out a Chomer Aveira. So therefore, Ein Einishim V'Dayan, we don't give an Einish for a more serious Aveira. So that's this idea that punishments are for a Tikkun, and punishments are not for the sake of punishment. Here I have a hard time, I don't know the answer, with the punishments to the Neshama. Now, a typical person who's Zaycha, has Gehenna to cleanse him, to bring him to Olam Haba. So we understand that idea, to cleanse him. Rabbi Miller used to say, you want to go to the feast, but your teeth are rotten. So you have to go to a dentist, and he drills, and he bangs away, and he fixes your teeth, and you go to the feast. So you might go to Olam Haba, so there's a tikkun that has to happen. That part is good. But the idea, there are those neshamis that are not Zaycha to Olam Haba. Chalila, the Risham Gemurim. So what is their punishment? Well, what type of tikkun is that? I failed to understand. So how does that work? How is that, Gehenim Kolav, Hemenim Kolav, the Gemara says. So I'm not sure how far this goes, but he is saying this rule here. He is saying that every punishment is for a purpose. Well, he does write that one of the purposes is to create Yerushalayim. Now he adds, right after he brings the Chayv Salvav, he says, "Kashi Yeshal of Yiras Hashem Ein Lailira Mishum Davar. Avlim Ein Yarei Me Hashem Yizbarach, Hu Yarei Me Habruim Harba Arayos Harba Doivim Harba Listim and Suyim Ba'ilam Hashem Emesarach Lira Mehem Mishena Yarei Me Hashem." Here he says very fascinating thing. He says every person has a certain amount of fear in life. Every person is afraid of certain things in life, and you choose. Nobody's totally confident. So you choose what to be afraid of. If you have Yiras Hashem, so you have a certain amount of betachin when it comes to the other fears in life. Somebody who doesn't have Yiras Hashem, so he lacks that. Every human being has a certain amount of fear. Put that fear towards God. What's the line? So we say Yiras Hashem is a davar katan. It's a davar katan that the fear that you're going to have anyway, place it into Yiras Hashem. And therefore use the other Yira in this world to bring about Yiras Hashem. If a person realizes things can go wrong, a person doesn't know, a person crosses the street, he doesn't know, nobody knows, nobody's guaranteed anything. So a person who puts that Yira, Yiras Hashem, the whole Olam Hazeh is a very weak confidence, a weak surety on where we're going. You put that into Yiras Hashem and you'll be better off.